Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
03444991000. It's got to be said, I heard James Whale's opening monologue this evening at 7 o'clock. I've never heard such a big pile of horse manure in my life. He was talking absolute rubbish out of his a-hole. It was about dogs. It's about dogs. If you don't love dogs, then you don't deserve to live. Shut up. Dogs are stupid. Hate dogs. Dogs are the worst pet you can get. I think that you should have to have a dog license and everyone should have to pay £500 a year. Well, that's stupid because then you're saying only rich people can have dogs. What about old people? I don't like dogs, right? I think they're a lousy pet, but what about old people who have dogs as like their friends and stuff? They can't afford £500. It was stupid, reactionist nonsense from a dinosaur of broadcasting. I think it's time, James. I think it's time for you to retire with attitudes like that. Ridiculous. The worst monologue I've ever heard in radio. And I used to listen to Mike Mendoza. It was awful. And I think it was that monologue that caused me to crash my car on the way to work tonight.
Right.
I think it was that. Now, when I say crash, right, I was driving into London. It's busy. And 03444991000 is the telephone number. You can call about anything. I've got some big stuff. Oh, by the way, I nearly got caught on an online scam. Yeah. And you're not, here's the thing, right? You're not going to hear anybody else talking about this online scam because it involves pornography.
Right.
No, exactly. And I nearly got caught out. I'm going to read you the email I got. And the email that I got when I was sat with my boys in the living room that caused me into a little bit of a panic. And I had to say to the boys, Daddy's just going to go and check something on the computer. Yeah. Oh, God. Honestly. I say nearly got caught out. I'll explain. It was a terrifying 20 minutes. Terrifying 20 minutes. But I'll tell you that in a bit. And no one else is going to talk about it because no one else is going to admit that they might have sat in front of a computer and watched porn. I've done that. I'm going to be honest. I've done that, right? And I'm not afraid to talk about it. I'm a little bit ashamed to talk about it. But, you know, these things happen. Anyway, so driving into work and on the A4 coming into London, and come to these traffic lights, and it gets very, very, very busy, very, very busy. And I must admit, it was totally my fault, right? I was too close to the car in front of me. He stopped suddenly. I went into the back of him. Now, I didn't go into the back of him hard. These things always sound worse than they are. Mm-hmm. If you're in a car that's involved in a car crash of any size, it sounds horrific. And you get out and you go, oh, okay. So I bumped into the back of this car. I did an emergency stop, and for some reason, my brakes jammed or something. The wheels, I kept moving, basically. And I said, yeah. So I hit the back of this guy's car, and I came out with my hands up as a, you know, ready to do that. I'm really sorry. I always have car crashes. I'm a terrible driver. But it was my fault. If you're in the back, of course it's your fault. I was too close, couldn't stop. And I came out with the hands up, ready to do that. I'm really sorry, man. Are you all right? And this bloke came out. That was your effing fault. What? I said, yeah, I know it was. Your fault. I saw you driving like an idiot. I wasn't. And you did that. You were out of order, like shouting and jabbing the finger, shouting. Right, okay, all right, fine. And I went, okay, yeah, it was my fault. And I was calm at this point. You're an idiot. You're driving like an idiot. And I looked at his car and went, yeah, but there's no damage to your car. So that's something. He said, well, I'll check it in the morning. I said, and I started doing that. Well, I'm checking it now and there's not even a scratch. Oh, right. So then he started taking pictures of his car. I'm thinking, well, the car's going with you. So then he started taking pictures of my car. And he said, do you know what? Not an apology would be good. And then I got really peed off. I went, dude, if you hadn't come... And then I started shouting. I said, if you hadn't come out shouting and have a go at me, you're about to get an apology. But do you know what? You can stick your apology now because your attitude sucks. And then he came up close and started taking pictures of me. And I just went, oh, you're a prick. And I got in the car. He went, no, you're a prick.
Oh, wow. Got you there.
Right. And I sat in the car and suddenly started fuming. And my left arm started going. I get that a lot when I get angry. I've not had it for a while. My left arm hurts. That's like heart attack.
Yeah.
Remember I had that on an episode of Big Brother's Bit on the Psych once when I was arguing one of the things. My arm just went. I was like, Anyway, I just a big anger thing. So I'm sat in the car. And we're still at the traffic lights. So I got my phone and started taking pictures in the car, right? Then I got really angry. So I stormed out of the car, started taking the pictures of the back of his car to prove there was no damage.
Yeah, in case he goes and smashes it up. And then
so then he got out of the car, his car, and went, oh, you're using your phone with the engine running. You're breaking the law.
Wow.
And I went, oh, F off. You're breaking the law. Oh,
you weren't
F off.
In your car at the time.
I was. I took the first few in the car.
Right.
Then I got out. You're using your phone with your engine running. You're breaking the law. Hang on a second. Let me just take this call. Good evening, Jack.
Good evening.
Good evening, Jack. What can we do for you this evening?
I just found out yesterday that, one of my friend's dogs had got cancer and,
Cancer of the dog?
Yes.
Wow.
Uh-huh. So, I knew that dog very well.
What?
I knew the dog, but the dog didn't make it through.
I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah.
It was your friend's dog, yeah?
Yeah.
Were you close to your friend's dog?
Yep.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I know that losing a pet or the pet of a friend can be a very upsetting experience.
Yeah.
Hey! If I were there, brother, I would give you a hug.
Yep. Oh, keep yourself together, keep yourself together. You're on radio.
Sorry?
Oh, I'm trying to keep myself together.
Okay, you're on the radio. Are you all right, man? You sound very distressed.
It's just that the bed sheet I've got on, the dog was lying on it like 5 days ago. Before.
Right.
Yes. So,
And is that making you feel sad?
Yes.
Oh, man. Are you going to... I'm going to say something that might seem cold, but I don't really know how to play this. So I'm going to say, are you going to wash the bed sheet?
Well, obviously.
Okay. Well, I didn't know. I thought maybe you might want to keep it as a souvenir. I mean, is there discharge on it?
Oh, stop it.
No, I mean that as a genuine question. Is there, like... sediment? Did he? You know? Did
dog,
he?
Dog juice.
Dog juice.
Well, the dog did pee on the bed. If that counts. I mean,
5 days ago.
Yes.
And you've not cleaned it yet.
Now that you really love
that dog, man.
Now that I come to think of it, I am sleeping in dog pee.
Could be worse.
It could be dog. But, okay, I'm not going to.
Dog opium. Wow. Give me some. I want to smoke opium. They used to do that in China, didn't they? They would put an opium pipe in the dog's mouth, and then you would breathe. You would inhale the air from its a hole to get you super high.
Huh?
Get you super high because it will pass through the dog's lungs and it will make you higher.
I'm 14. What? I'm confused.
I'm really sorry for your loss. I'm even sorry that you slept in dog pee for the past 5 days. Can you go and clean those sheets now?
Yes, okay. I will.
All right, Jack. Well, listen, best of luck, man. And things get better with time. It's a cliche, but it's true.
Except dirty sheets.
Dirty sheets get worse.
They do not get better.
Hang in there, brother. Thinking of you, Jack.
All right, bye.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. 03444991000. I didn't know where to go with that. So we started off as a gag and then we got sensitive, except you went in reverse. So this guy shouted to me, you used 03444991000. That's kind of how the show works. You're using your phone. And I went...
Sounds like it got quite petty quite quickly.
And I just went, oh, F off.
Yep.
Oh, no. Ah, before that. No, sorry. The reason I got my phone out is because we were sat at the traffic lights. The lights went green. And, of course, he didn't move. Didn't move. Lights are green, he didn't move.
So you'd have to go in front of him?
Barely busy road. So I sat there thinking, oh, here's the game. The game is afoot. And then I started to reverse and... Then I got out. Then I did the picture. Then I started to reverse and then he zoomed off. Of course, he zoomed off. But then, so then at the next set of lights, I pull up next to him. And now I'm really angry, right? And now I did do something that's illegal, okay? I killed him with a gun.
Okay.
I shot him with a gun. And I shot his missus as well. His missus was in the car.
She was mortified. I've seen the video footage.
Right, so this is I did do something that is illegal. I'm confessing to a crime, right? I stopped at the next traffic lights. I wound down my window. And I started filming him. So I am holding my phone now.
Well, because he was behaving dangerously.
Yeah.
You were concerned for your safety, right?
I was concerned for my safety. Oh, no, God, yeah, I was concerned for my safety. I thought he was a threat. I wasn't quite next to him. He was a bit ahead of me. So then he reversed up and said something. I've got it on video. I'll sell it to you. You effing idiot. Using your effing phone while your engine is running. Take that to the police. But then now here's the thing. He was coming the exact same route I was coming. So, and his wife was in the car, by the way, which I hadn't known at the time. So he's been using the exact same route I'm coming. So for the next 25 minutes, I'm right behind him.
Oh, would you have loved it if he was a guest?
Yeah, I was just thinking, oh, if he rocks up and he's on James's show. And then eventually, we went our separate ways and he was doing the waving to me. Thing. I'm thinking, you don't get to do the waving thing. You were the angry thug in that.
He sounds like a nice guy.
I hate people. I really hate people.
That small section of film you showed me, his wife is doing that thing of, oh, God, make this stop. Please make this stop. Please
I bumped into stop. The back of a guy's car. It was my fault. I came out with my hands up, about to say, I'm really sorry. Are you all right?
And there was no damage.
He launched into it, and there was zero damage. And he was aggressive and pointing and shouting and swearing. And he was aggressive, and it was. I pulled over and texted you and said, I'm scared and humiliated. Those are the two things. And it's interesting, neither of those things you can control. You can't control fear, it's a natural response. You can't control humiliation, it's a natural response. I was humiliated. You know, I was humiliated because it was pointed out that my driving had been bad. It had been bad enough to go into the back of a car. And he had been aggressive, and I was humiliated as a man. I don't know if it's different for women. I don't know. But as a man, I felt humiliated that I'd been shouted at and I hadn't had any clever comebacks and that I'd kowtowed for, 60% of it. And then for the last 40%, I'd lost my temper and shouted back.
Kowtowed or not risen to him? Because the thing is... What he did, from the way you're reporting it,
yeah.
And we've only got your word for it.
Well, I'm honest, though.
Was, of course you are.
I'm honest and I'm even. There's one thing.
Seen the video of him being really nasty. Yeah. So it sounds like he came out with a disproportionate response. That is the action of someone who's either frightened, showing off, but she didn't look like she was very impressed.
No.
Or a bell end.
Okay. Oh, so that has set me up for the evening. And I hate people. 03444991000. G, What you got?
What's happening with the Ouija board stream?
Here's the thing, right? Because I said I was going to have a seance at my house, right? And what I do, and Kath will back me up, the listener will back me up on this. I come up with what are genuinely brilliant ideas. By the way, Jay, I've not got my computer tonight. I left my computer at home. And it's brilliant. I'm loving it. I've not been on Twitter. I've been on eBay on my phone. but I've not been. I can't access Twitter on my phone. And it's great. I've not been
on. You're detoxing.
I'm not. I just forgot to bring it. So instead, I finished reading the book of Nettie Baker, who's Ginger Baker's daughter, who's going to be in the studio tomorrow. Hey, two guests tomorrow. Nettie Baker, Ginger Baker's daughter's coming in. And Beverly Craven.
Potentially.
Beverly Craven's
going to be on the show.
What a MILF.
Oh, come on
now. Come on.
You always take it too far, G. And we talked about this. No. You always do. And I'm calling you out for it now. Come on, man. She's a guest on the show. I can't have you going around calling guests on the show that. Come on.
She is. You're right. I am very sorry. I apologise.
Thank you. So we're going to have a... it's only a yellow card. Don't worry. But just watch it. So I come up with ideas that are brilliant, right, that are actually brilliant. And then if I don't act on those ideas within 3 or 4 days, it's too late. The oomph has gone. And so ages ago, it's like, when I get in this house, I'm going to have a seance. And it just didn't get round to doing it. And I didn't get the night vision camera I got was rubbish and not as good as I was expecting it to be. So that was an integral part. And then I thought, if we do it at night, people who I'm going to invite are going to have to stay in my house. And then we just didn't do it. And I think the momentum has gone.
Does the farm feel spooky then?
The farm? You've been to the farm, Catherine. Mm-hmm. I live with the spirits.
There are a lot of nooks and crannies, G. A lot of nooks and crannies.
It's pitch black. It's literally in the middle of nowhere. And
I'm biting my tongue, thank Mrs. you, Boss.
Thank you. Well done. He's learning. He's learning.
I don't think he's taking this seriously.
You're giving him ammunition.
Very seriously. I want a Ouija board stream.
You're giving him ammunition. What I need is a really good...
Don't victim blame.
Bang, bang, you shot me down. Bang, bang.
Right, both of you stop flirting with each other. Either get it on or get it off. My show. I need a really good night vision camera that I can plug. I can stream.
Bet G's got one.
Please, what? Mate. I need a really good night vision camera that I can stream. I can stream to my Mac, right? And because the one I've got is rubbish, it's got to be done in the dark. That's what's stopping me. So if someone finds me one of those, I'm in. Oh, someone emailed me.
Use your Mac in the dark.
Someone emailed me saying that they've got loads of night vision stuff. They're like a proper. I think it was someone who used to be a cameraman on Most Haunted or something. And said I'll be up for. Let me check my emails. I haven't got my computer. So yeah, well, okay. One day, G. Thanks for calling. Bye. 03444991000. Powerful start to the show.
Mm.
What's that whistling? Can you hear that? Right. Well, you just that. Right. I just heard that. You just did that. Can you hear whistle?
I can hear her.
Oh, was you doing that?
Yeah.
Can you hear that? You can hear that. It's really loud in my ears.
Whose mic is it? Close my mic.
No, it's not. Close it. Move the computer out of the way. Shut this computer. Now open it.
Still there.
All right. Close that. Don't move. Open that. Close that. Open that. Go and sit on that one, please. This is Talk Radio.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
We could be dreaming and meeting each other in our dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Sorry, where are you going? What's wrong?
You know what you did.
Right, I've got to make a phone call because I'm getting called out by a friend of mine. Let's see if my friend is brave enough to answer the phone. It's not a touch screen, Ian. You've got to use a mouth. Mouse. Oh, 0344 499 1000. Is that the phone number? Yeah, that sounds about right. Let's call Scott. See if Scott's around.
Hello, Balcony Shirts.
Hello, is that Scott Balcony from Balcony Shirts?
Yes, it is. How are you doing?
Oh, I've got Catherine spraying perfume around the room for some reason.
Huh.
Nice talk to you. You're busy printing shirts tonight, Scott.
I am. I'm printing a high-vis jacket.
For a stag night?
Building stag night.
Stop, Scott, I'm a bit confused. I've just had some messages from your phone, from WhatsApp, saying, here's the message, I told you you would bottle the Ouija board.
Oh, yeah, you did.
This is the thing.
Yeah.
A little while ago, you said to me, can we do a Ouija board in your shop?
Yes.
Yeah, you said we were going to have a sale. We'll set the table out in the middle.
Yep.
We'll make a Ouija board.
Yep.
We'll make a night of it. We'll get some tea in, some drinks.
Get some tea in!
Gosh.
Wow, yeah. Make
sounds
a night
like
of
a
it.
Wild party.
With tea.
And I said, you know what? If it was me on my own here, I'd do it because I've got balls of steel.
But you bottled it. You said we could not use your premises.
There's other people working the shop.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be fair to bring, you know, spirits onto other people.
Okay.
So I said, you know, I cut for the people.
For health and safety reasons.
Health and safety.
And the mental health of your employees.
Let's just clarify. It's not you. It's everyone else.
I was up for it.
Yeah, of
course. I was up for it.
Okay.
But Lee was scared.
And I should just preface this by saying that Scott is a good friend of mine, makes great T-shirts, got a really dry sense of humour. He cacked his pants watching The Babadook.
Don't mention The Babadook.
The actual Babadook film. He cacked his pants watching it.
All right, well, let's get on to cacking your pants, shall we? Because you said...
He just does, actually. I've had to go and get perfume.
I've got property now. Oh, I've got a house.
Yeah.
Come and do it at my house, and we'll have a Ouija board at my house. Yeah. And I was like laughing, saying, "You're never going to do that. You're giving it the big one. Yeah. When it comes to the crunch, you ain't going to do it because you don't want to be inviting all the evil spirits onto your property." and lo and behold, 3 weeks later, if I don't do something straight away, I'll never do it. I'm such a spontaneous guy. If I don't sort it out straight away.
Good impression.
And you're scared. You're saying that's fine because I didn't want to do it either.
Oh, sorry?
It's fine.
All right. Well, here's the thing. Right. What I need is a good night vision camera. But I tell you what, we can forget that. Scott, I'm inviting you Saturday night, my house, at midnight. We'll do a seance. You and me.
Right, I'm there. Yeah, I'm there.
All right. Midnight.
I can't do it. I'm out.
Well, no, you can't do a seance with two people.
Why not?
You need eight.
Where did that number come from?
You need everyone knows you need eight people to do a seance.
I've got a Ouija board.
Four around one side, four around the other.
I've got a Ouija board and I use it as a mouse mat.
I love that. Yeah,
and nothing spooky has happened. Admittedly, I seem to be accessing a lot of witch porn in my sleep. But apart from that, nothing strange has happened. I am inviting you to the farm Saturday night, midnight, for a seance with my Ouija board. And you are saying no.
But will there be tea?
I'm there, but you need more. You need more. I want Babcock.
All right, hang on a minute. Tony? Tony, are you there? Can you hear me? Is anybody... Tony?
Not once for yes.
Hi, Kath. How are you?
Tony, would you like to come... We haven't got time for the niceties. I've got Scott on the phone and he's doing my nut. Tony, okay. Would you like to come to a seance at my house on Saturday night at midnight?
Yes.
Fine. Okay, well, that's three of us.
Boom.
We only need five more. If you want to come to a seance at my house at midnight on Saturday... Obviously, we'll get there before midnight. We're going to start the seance at midnight, so get there for about 11:45.
I was confident you were going to bottle this anyway, but now I'm absolutely positive you're going
to
bottle it.
I'm inviting the idiots that listen to this show, people that you know I loathe, to come to my house just to prove you wrong.
Here's the thing, Balks. We thought the most worrying thing about this was the evil spirits being invited in. You ain't seen nothing yet.
No, he's not thought this through, is he?
Not at all.
If you listen to this show, you're getting a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to come to my house and sit in a dark room with me for an hour. 0344-499-1000. Scott, we'll have this seance, and I bet you get, you send a message, oh, no, I forgot I got the kids this weekend.
You will not do this in a million years.
See you on Saturday night, Scott.
Years. See you, mate.
Loser. Sorry about that, Tony.
It's okay.
By the way, Tony, you are not coming to my house.
No. I realise that.
You are one of the ones I definitely don't want there. You're a wrong one.
I'm a wrong one, okay. Well, I'd advise not to do Ouija boards.
Why? It's just a bit of board. It's just a bit of wood and you put your fingers on. Nothing happens.
Are you concerned you might get entered?
No, I know someone who...
got entered.
Well, yeah, maybe entered, whatever you want to call it, a long time ago.
Yes.
And he reckoned it was, I'm talking 20 years ago, to do with the Ouija board, but that could have been to do with the weed, I don't know.
It was either the little bit of wood with your fingers on it, or it was the drugs.
It did draw over the walls.
Yeah. Here's the thing, right? Ouija boards, nothing happens. Here's the thing, you can't talk to dead people. Ouija boards, nothing happens. They were invented in the 1880s. It's all nonsense.
This is a classic beginning of a horror film, this whole thing.
Come on, man.
Perfect.
There's nothing is going to happen.
Come on, guys, what could possibly go wrong?
Scott, I need to talk to you about geo. We might call you back in a bit, Scott, to talk about geocaching, because he got me into geocaching 5 years after everyone else. We did that. Anyway.
Geocaching, what's that?
It's like treasure hunting, except there's no treasure.
Okay.
I took Kath geocaching.
We went geocaching.
I
don't know, I'm just feeling...
If you get a funny, write it down and either I'll say it, okay. I'll let you do it, or I'll ban it. I would have banned that one.
They won't have heard that one anyway.
I would have banned... Hey, Kath's written a joke that we've been meaning to do for the last 3 weeks. Kath's got a joke,
Tony. My kids love this joke.
Here,
mostly because it's rude.
Are you ready for this, Tone?
I'll tell my children the same joke, yeah.
Here we go. Kath's joke. Ladies and gentlemen, Kath's joke. Here we go.
Yes. Hang on, I can't remember it.
It's about peppers.
Oh, right, yeah. How'd you tell if a pepper is male or female?
I don't know. How do you tell if a pepper's male or female?
Does he jalapenos?
It's not bad, is it?
Exactly, Tony. Exactly.
That is not bad.
I will tell that to my children. Right.
That is an original. That you're only the third person in the fourth person in the world who knows that joke.
Okay. All right.
I copyright that.
Yeah. Well, it is TM.
All right, Tony. Was there anything else, or should we go to the trailer?
Yeah. I was just phoning just to say that I'm sorry you had like road rage ups. Some nutcase tonight. Listening to all that.
These things happen, and it makes me hate humans.
You should get a dash cam.
Well, he said
that's exactly what Kath said. I think I may be giving it all away to the whole car manufacturers around the world, but I've bought a car recently and it has... sorry?
Are you yeah, are you okay. sober when you drive?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I make sure that's okay. It has a camera at the front. It has a camera at each angle. It even has a camera that
up
from
your bum.
Well, it could be up your bum, but you know, Google.
I know Google. Yeah, I think I know Google.
Are you the Google man?
Let me Google
that does
it.
Google Maps?
No, I mean Google Maps. It looks where your car is to show you how to reverse and all these different things.
I'm losing the will to live. Yes, hello.
I think that every pillar on your car
pillar
front.
You're talking about my bed.
Right. Well, if you know
my Greek house.
Well, the pillar between the windscreen and
I wanted to do a phone-in, right? I wanted to do a phone-in. And instead I changed it to a different phone-in, right? I wanted to do a phone-in on words you don't hear anymore, okay? And instead I changed it to Famous Robins, right, which we're going to play tonight. Because one of the words you didn't hear anymore was Robin Nedwell. Remember Robin Nedwell?
No.
If you Google Robin Nedwell, you'll recognise him.
Yeah, it rings
him, right?
A bell.
He was in all the Doctor series and stuff. Big star in the 70s and the 80s. And I just fell down a Robin Nedwell thing. Anyway, so now we're going to play Famous Robins a bit later on. But one of the things, right, we can still do this as a phone in words you don't hear anymore, right? And the first one that I came up with was galleon. No one says galleon. No one says galleon anymore, do they? When was the last time you said the word galleon?
Galleon.
It's great. No one says it. But here's another one. By the way, the phones have gone nuts. Are there all these people who want to come to my house?
Idiot.
Okay. Another word you don't hear is pillar box. And a pillar box is?
Postbox.
It's a postbox.
I call them pillar boxes.
I call them pillar boxes. I still say I'm going to draw a bath. But and then I'm handed a pencil and paper. But no one says pillar boxes. We can do that. Words you don't hear anymore. So far we've got galleon and pillar box and Robin Nedwell, but he's also in Famous Robins that we're going to play later.
Okay.
Tony, I'm losing the will to live, mate. Thanks very much. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already. Excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.